This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Good to be with you today. I got a guest that I met just not very long before we're recording this show. I was down in Georgia, and I was at an event where she was also one of the speakers. And Lucretia Hughes is a grandmother who comes from a background that's increasingly, happily, not all that unusual. She's black. She's quite conservative, maybe almost as conservative as I am. And she's quite outspoken, which is another reason I thought she was very enjoyable. And she's got a great message. She's a Tea Party gal, and she's not afraid to make any bones about it. And the good news is that, Lucretia, I think your numbers have been there probably all along, but people that have been similarly situated, other black conservatives, saw what happened to Clarence Thomas and thought, you know, I'm not getting paid enough to go through that. I think I'll just keep my mouth shut. Well, my guess, and I'm not an expert, but my guess is that when Kanye West said it's okay not to be a Democrat for black people, not to be a Democrat, that, as somebody else was pointing out to me, that might have reached the millennials, and that might have gotten past your generation and Clarence Thomas's generation and leapt over to the millennials. And I was wondering, do you agree with that? Are we entering perhaps a time when it's going to be okay to say I'm not a Democrat, even if you're 25 years old?
I think it would be, but I also forewarn these people that's coming out of the woodworks, be prepared to have a tough skin. Be prepared to snap back is what I call it, which is talk back to these people. You know, for a long time I've seen Republicans, Tea Party, and especially black conservatives be put through the ringer, and we're supposed to keep our mouths closed. Now I'm telling them to fight back. Quit taking a lip from the left. Quit taking everything that they throw at us and just turning the other cheek. I'm sorry. Even Jesus used a whip, so you need to start flipping over tables also. Stop being meek and mild. We're fighting for our freedoms. We're fighting for the next generation.
And in some ways, the tables, figuratively speaking, that we need to be turning over are especially in academia and in the media. We have the good fortune, I think, to have a president who's taken the media on head on. I couldn't believe I was hearing my ears when a Republican politician told the media to their face at a news conference, what you're doing is fake news.
I love it.
Finally, somebody that's willing to call them out. Republicans have lived in such fear of being called nasty things by the media, and not unfounded fear. But the fact of the matter is, if the media is against a conservative, in my opinion, that's about a 95% chance at least that that might be a real conservative if the media is treating them so poorly.
And you got to remember, not only are we combating the media, we're combating the Democrats and the left. The Democrats now is not the Democratic Party of my grandparents' age. They are literally communists and socialists, and I refuse to allow my nation to become the next Venezuela.
Well, that's the way to put it, I think, because Venezuela is, it breaks my heart when I think about people literally starving to death while sitting on top of what still may be one of the world's biggest pools of oil. Only a socialist can do something like that. And Chavez and his successor, Maduro, have done it. That's the one thing socialists can do, is to make suffering universal. Oh, except for themselves.
We almost had it in this country, because exactly, I was doing research earlier, you know, doing getting some words for a T-shirt, and it's just something that Obama said a long time ago that gave me a reference point. And he basically said those gun-toting, Bible-thumping people, and he's talking
who bitterly cling to their guns and Bibles. My knuckles are white right now as I'm talking to you.
Mine was brown.
Well, they still probably have a restricted blood flow from the intense grip that you've got on both of those. Yeah, actually, we had the same response that you did when Obama came out with that lament, actually, to a Democrat fundraising group, that why he wasn't getting more support in Pennsylvania because of those who cling to their guns and their religion. We put out a T-shirt which had two hands, not connected to any body, just two hands, one holding a .45 and the other holding a Bible. We thought, what a great suggestion the president had.
I like that format for a T-shirt.
Well, when I get your address after we're off the air, I'll send you one.
Okay.
All right. So you have been active in Tea Party, and I guess that's one of the ways you came to the attention of the folks in Georgia that put the meeting on, where both you and I attended and spoke, and that's how we got acquainted. So you've been, what, doing Tea Party for quite some time, I guess, now.
Absolutely. It's going on 7 years. And what made me really wake up to the Tea Party is because everybody said, ignore the Tea Party. I'm the second born. So when you tell me not to do something, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and do what you told me not to do. And this organization and these groups of people are grassroots people of the Republican Party and also the conservative movement. So when they disparage our name and they say, oh, there's no black people, I'm looking at myself like I got my hand raised in the sky. I'm black. And I represent the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the flag. So I represent everything that this nation was founded upon by our founding fathers.
And that the liberals really intensely, increasingly, almost all of them, hate. It's quite extraordinary how they have, the more they're rejected at the polls, the more they move to the left. It's hard to define. It's hard to explain. But that's exactly what they've been doing. And if they want to ride off on go off that political cliff, I don't think I'm going to run out to try to stand in their way.
No, absolutely not. That's why I'm scratching my head. It's because what happened to the Black Road Brigade? What happened to our ministers and the leaders in our communities that's supposed to stand out against the hypocrisy from the left? And when you have, especially in the black community, when you have pastors and shepherds and of flocks sitting in a pulpit but mention everything but Jesus, I have a problem with that. I have a problem of why you're up there in that pulpit if you don't believe in God's word.
You know, it wasn't long ago I had a pastor here in Virginia, where Gun Owners of America is located, who is trying to resuscitate the Black Robe Regiment, as he calls it. He is very aware of the history of that Black Robe Regiment. It actually, I think, was one of the main reasons George III ended up in an insane asylum after the War for Independence. And these were the guys who, maybe they were a third of the clergy, but they were an extremely vocal group. They had their editorials, their sermons published as front page editorials on the newspapers of the day. And they did a great deal to prepare the American colonists for the war for independence. In fact, one of our early presidents, John Adams, said that before the first shot was fired at Lexington and Concord, for 10 years, the American people had already been thinking about being independent. So the War for Independence began at least 10 years before. Well, I hear the music playing. We're coming up on a break. I'm talking to Lucretia Hughes, and we're going to get a website from her when we get back, because we all need to stay in touch with this lady and the kind of work that she's been doing politically. Don't go away.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the show. My guest today is Lucretia Hughes, and she's the kind of person that really bothers the liberal elite. And when I say liberal elite, if you've been listening to the show, any length of time, you know, I'm talking about Republicans as well as Democrats. But she has the wrong complexion as far as they're concerned. Lucretia is a black American, and Lucretia is active in Tea Party politics where she lives. And Lucretia, I said before we went into the break that I wanted to make sure people could get a hold of you. How can they do that? I'm sure there's a website that the folks can go to. So let's get that out before everybody.
Okay, how people can find me, I'm on Facebook and I'm also on Twitter. My Twitter handle is CREE35. And Lucretia Hughes, there's so many pages. I have Lucretia Hughes, A Patriot's Point of View, Lucretia Hughes for Georgia. But I do a nightly podcast where I am very informative, educational, and also funny at the same time.
And I know that you've got some T-shirts, and that was kind of what we were talking about as we headed into the break. Does somebody just go to your page on Facebook in order to be able to buy one of those T-shirts?
No, sir. You go to www.libbysews, it's LIBBIESEWS.net. And you can buy the T-shirts from there. My favorite one is Fall Back, I'm American Made in Camouflage. So I really like that T-shirt. But not only does this, because I'm going through a divorce right now. It is what it is. So this is the first time in almost, it's been a long time since I've been single. So not only does this help me keep a roof over my head, I am getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. on my birthday, June the 19th. I'll be 44. I was chosen. There's two women out of every state that is chosen to go to Washington, D.C. to talk to our legislators and our representatives to put a face on the pro-Second Amendment side of it. We see the hatred and the David Hogs of the world, but now you're going to I have the opportunity and the blessing to go up to Washington and not only talk to legislators, but actually be able to walk the halls of Congress.
So that website, again, is libbysews.net, and Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E, and then
yes.
Sews, of course, S-E-W-S. That's good. We'll try to repeat that a few times before we run out of time on this
and
broadcast.
And I do also, yes, also, you know, I have a GoFundMe account, and my GoFundMe account, you know, people have been contributing. It has allowed me to go to the inauguration for our president. It allowed me to go to the NRA convention. It has allowed me to travel and be able to speak and do what I have to do. And one of the biggest things that I spent with the GoFundMe money is to get new equipment. So it's GoFundMe, A True American Patriot.
GoFundMe, A True American Patriot is how they would find your page?
Absolutely.
So they wouldn't go in by your name?
You could type it in. And you could type that in, but it's under this new campaign. It's under a True American Patriot.
Okay. Well, either that or Lucretia Hughes. And Lucretia, as Rush Limbaugh might say, for those of you from Rio Linda, is L-U-C-R-E-T-I-A, Lucretia Hughes, or LibbySews.net for the website, and now the GoFundMe page, A True American Patriot. And having listened to a number of your YouTube, I guess I could call them productions, I would say you are a true American patriot, unlike some of the others that we might find on YouTube or on the media or in the Democrat Party in particular. But I'm kind of repeating myself when I go from the media to the Democrat Party. You had a statement in one of the YouTubes that I was looking at. I made a note of it. Liberals hate gods, guns, and babies, but evolution is good. And I think in that one statement, you kind of wrapped up what's been happening to dissolve the bonds of American society and that have made America great. And I would say in particular evolution, because not only do they think that we came from the goo to you, but they apply evolution to the law and to all kinds of standards. Well, that was then, but this is now, and we're more advanced and we've evolved. Right. And just how do we know that these evolutions that they're so proud of are not harmful mutations, which almost all mutations are harmful? So when we look at liberals, we should look at them as harmful mutants.
Well, actually, when I look at a liberal, I look at them as drip drops, because snowflakes always melt when you add fire to it.
Yes, I think drip drop is probably easier to say than what I just said. And it certainly gets to the point. And they melt rather at low temperatures. You don't have to get anywhere near the freezing point. I would imagine they can melt at 25 degrees Fahrenheit. They are so fragile.
They start melting when they see me. They start, anytime I open up my mouth, and the first thing I say is that I am a Tea Party constitutionalist conservative Republican. And they just start falling in the floor, and they're just looking at me like, how? Because my mom taught me better than that. That's why I am who I am. She raised me the right way, and that's God first, family second, and country third.
You said something that you said many things that I found fascinating. One of them was that you had voted for Obama the first time, but by the time he was up again, no way, and you were on the Republican train. You just kind of made that statement in passing. I wanted to dig into that and see, what was it that you found a reason for voting for Obama? Because listening to you now, you're not the kind of person that's likely to vote for an Obama, so maybe there were things that you didn't know about. I don't know. That's what I'd like to find out. Why the first time, and then what was it about him that got you off that bandwagon to vote against him the second time?
The first time, I'm just going to be blunt, honest, and truth, it was a black thing. I really wasn't in politics that much. I really wasn't paying attention. It had been on my radar, but not as bad, because I was a Democrat at that time. So when you get a smooth talking oil salesman to get up there and promise the world, but did not even deliver on one thing that he promised, you know, I had to start sitting back. When he stumbled over his oath of office and they took him behind the scenes to redo it, I started really sitting back. But when Nancy Pelosi got on live television and said, we'll have to pass it before we know what's in it, that is when I walked everything back. And then it cemented me, because, you know, I was getting attacked by my own family. A lot of them was disowning me. I was being called out my name. I was getting death threats. But what really cemented that I chose the right direction is when they booed God three times. I am saved, and if you consider me a Christian, I will refuse to allow a party to represent me, because I will always be people of the party, not party.
That is that was a very shocking moment, and it's been kind of overlooked because the media overlooks things that they don't find convenient.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Lucretia Hughes, and she is a black lady who is a Tea Party patriot type of activist in politics, the kind of person, I guess, that really makes liberals think that they just heard somebody pull their fingernails across a blackboard. Just not something they want to hear. And
or someone that they want to run up against.
No, I would say anybody that's been listening to us so far realizes that not only do you have strong opinions, but you're very articulate. You know why you think what you do. And I was just very pleased to hear the honesty of your statement about your first vote for Obama. And then when you saw what he was doing, you got off the Obama bandwagon. And my hat is off to you for that kind of intellectual integrity. Because that's a very difficult thing to admit that I made a mistake. Yeah, he fooled me, but it's still I made a mistake. And I like the way you're making up for it. It's very encouraging to see the kind of following that you have. And we want to make sure that people know that they can get in touch with you. GoFundMe has a page called A True American Patriot. And if you want to help Lucretia Hughes get some expenses paid for, she wants to come to Washington, I hope she does, because I want to, my wife and I want to buy her lunch or dinner, whatever fits into her schedule. And we want to make sure that she can be the voice that she's capable of being. So we want her to get here. We want her to be speaking to members of Congress about the Second Amendment issue. And if there's an issue, Lucretia, that seems to be one of the more difficult for people in the black community to get their head around, is the gun issue. As long as they vote Democrat, I guess they're going to assume that gun control is wonderful. And that seems to be part of what we run up against, that as long as they're thinking of themselves as Democrats, they're likely to be supportive of gun control. How are you planning to drive a wedge between the black community that if they saw it laid out the way you did, they're getting off the bandwagon. They're going to leave the plantation, as it were. But how do you get to that point? What are the ways that you can show them that there's life after being a Democrat?
I always tell people my story. I had my very first son when I was 15 years old. I had my fourth child when I was 20. So when they're looking at me, they see a Republican, but you don't know my story. So I always lead off with that to let them know I've been on every welfare assistance that was out there. I lived in the projects. I hung with gangs. I did all that, but I woke up. I didn't blame anybody else for the sins of my past. I woke up at the age of 25. So 2 years ago, my stepson, you know, I raised him since he was 5 years old. The 2 days before his birthday, he was shot point blank in the back of the head because he refused to go outside and finish a fight.
Right.
Not only did the young man walk into the house, call him out, when my son refused to do it, he took a gun, put it up against the back of his head, and he blew his brains out. That was full of people, and no one decided to open up their mouth because there's a no snitch rule in the black community. We have to get over that because there's too many people within the black community that is even scared to walk out of their homes. Look what's going on in Memphis, Tennessee. Look what's going on in Baltimore. Look what's going on in Chicago. All of these areas with very strict gun control is only for the Democratic people in the first place. So if you don't feel safe in your own home or in your own community, then you need to address the situation and the issues. And I truly believe the people that really need the gun is one reason the NRA was founded in the beginning. It's to help the slaves protect themselves. Now it's time for to show black people that they can protect themselves also. They're not called African Americans. I'm sorry, don't hyphenate me. I'm just American that happens to be black.
Yeah, I appreciated that point that you're making, that and it made me think of a fellow I know. He's a missionary born in South Africa, lives in Cape Town, and he has been to the United States several times, speaks in churches here. And he said, you know, Larry, if I were to move to the United States, would that make me an African-American? And when the liberals hear him say that, well, they've got a monopoly on the way they're supposed to be thinking. And they're, of course, all Africans are supposed to be black, and most of them are, obviously. But he has a way of tweaking them. That it just ties their brain in a knot. And I have the black equivalent to Charles Van Dyke from Cape Town. You are playing with their head just as much as he did.
They will never be able to combat the truth. That's why they always feed on emotions. I'm sorry, I don't feed on emotions. I would rather slap you down with facts.
That is such a key point. I've touched on that before, and I'm glad you brought it up, because that, I think, is the primary reason there's a divide between, let's just be nice and call them liberals, and the constitutionalists, including the pro-Second Amendment people. You've pointed to it. They're emotional, and their thinking is largely emotional. And you can point out to them, as I have in my own discussions with them, that, well, for instance, 98% of mass murders occur in gun-free zones. So wouldn't that suggest that we get rid of the gun-free zone rules in so many of our schools? And they look at you and their eyes roll back their head and, well, we can't have guns around kids. Well, guns somehow get around kids, and if it's a monopoly in the bad guys' hands, that's when there's a lot of dead kids' bodies piled up because it was a gun-free zone. And
but
they remain adamant.
during my generations, everybody had a gun rack on their truck in school. We never had gun shootings in the school. I graduated early 90s. We didn't never have issues, and they still riding around with gun racks. You need to blame Big Pharma, because majority of all the mass murderers out there that committed these atrocities was on some type of antitrophic drug, some kind of Big Pharma medicine, HDAD, you just name it, to where it changes the formula and the structure of their brain. So instead of you always wanting to look at an inanimate object that did not jump up and pull its own trigger, why don't you talk to Big Pharma so they could quit pushing these pills in our kids and stop indoctrinating them in school in the first place?
And, of course, I think, well, that's an extremely important factor, and we don't talk about it very much because Big Pharma does a lot of big advertising, and we don't want to talk about how they might have a product that is highly associated with mass shootings. But I think there's another thing, and you as a Christian have seen it. If you don't believe in God, then there's no judgment to come. There's no reason to do anything that somebody else has pointed out as right, or not do something they pointed out as wrong. You just make your own mind up and do your own thing. And if you're taking drugs that have changed the wiring of your brain, well, that makes you all the more likely to do these terrible things. And then to tell the rest of us that we got to sit there unarmed and wait for our bullet, I don't think so.
Absolutely. Like one of my arguments is I would rather check for a pulse before I dial 911. It's going to take them a minute to get to my house. So, but before they get to my house, this the intruder or a burglar, they have done everything they needed to do and probably gone by then. So I'd rather take myself instead of wait for the burglar.
Well said. Well, we got another segment coming up with Lucretia Hughes, and we're going to give her website out as soon as we get back, so don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Lucretia Hughes, and if you've been with us all along for the program today, you're aware that this is a black lady with an attitude. At least you'd think she had an attitude. If you were a liberal, you wouldn't like the attitude because she doesn't think the way she's supposed to be thinking according to liberal groupthink. And you've got a GoFundMe page, which is initially for the purpose of getting you to Washington, where we really need to have somebody like you speaking. There's some days coming up in June that are going to be days of visitation by right-thinking ladies in the Congress. So you can go to GoFundMe and look for the page A True American Patriot. That's where you can help send Lucretia to Washington. I'm going to go there myself. But I also want to go take a look at some of the T-shirts you might have on your website, Lucretia. They're not there yet?
No, actually, you're going to get a giggle and a laugh. There's one that I see that you're going to really appreciate, and it's Chucky Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Fake Ohanas, and the rest of them. And it has the Dem, S-H-O-L-E, spelled backwards.
I think I saw that, and in fact, when I saw you at the function in Georgia, I don't know if that's the one I bought, but I did see that, and I thought that's great. That tells it like it is for sure. But anyway, the website is libbysews.net, and Libby is L-I-B-B-I-E, sews like somebody sewing a piece of cloth. So you've come up with a number of ways of exploding heads and melting snowflakes, and that makes you a very lovable gal. You're having fun doing all this, and you're not supposed to have this much fun. One of the things that I saw that you were on, you're right up to date with everything. I don't know if it's a T-shirt or what, but I remember I made a note that when I was listening to one of your YouTubes, Free Tommy Robinson. Now, for those that may not have heard the name because the Democrat media doesn't want to say his name, this is a guy who's been trying to warn England that if they let Muslims in unvetted into their country, they're going to end up losing their country and they're going to live in a very violent society. And for making those kinds of statements, Tommy Robinson was arrested just a few days before this show's recorded. He was arrested, and within 4 hours. He'd been put before a judge and thrown into the Juzgal for 13 months. And I think what the judge is hoping, because she seemed to be quite satisfied with knowing what she was doing, putting Tommy Robinson, who's been a campaigner to warn Britain about the danger of unrestricted Islam, he could end up dead in that jail because there's a lot of Muslims apparently incarcerated in England. And when they learn that Tommy Robinson is in there with them, that could be among his last moments. So we're in a game where we're told to be tolerant, but how's that for tolerance, the way they're treating Tommy Robinson?
How's that tolerance, the way they treat anybody on the right? If we did the same thing to them that they do to us, their heads would explode and they'd come out full force.
Well, I think you're right. They don't really believe in toleration. They'll tolerate anybody as long as everybody is agreeing with them. Then they'll tolerate. The First Amendment is fine as long as you say what they want you to say. And obviously they don't believe in the Second Amendment. And yet, isn't it, we've already touched on this, but in the places where the Democrats dominate, Chicago and many of the major cities in our country, that's where we have our big crime problems. It's because they disarmed the good guys and only the bad guys, they got guns somehow in spite of all the gun control. There was a guy in England just a few days before we're doing this recording, Lucretia. He was machine gunned. It's even hard to get a machine gun here in the United States. Somebody attacked him with a machine gun. Happily, they must not have known what they were doing with it, because I think from what I read, he's probably going to survive.
Wow. What did they do? Just sweep at the floor?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it was. Either that or it went way high, because when I was getting some training with a machine gun, those babies want to walk up. And so they may have ended up firing into a tree or something rather than hitting the guy in lethal spots. I don't know the specifics, but he did survive, even though he was attacked with a machine gun in good old England, which has its capital city, London, which is about the same size as New York City, and has now caught up with New York City in the number of people murdered. Or we could say the murder rate, because being the same size, that would be the same number of victims per 100,000. Good going, Brits. Man, am I glad we cut the cord with you guys.
And see, that's one thing that I want to combat. We're not Britain. We're not the UK. We're not any other nation. We are a sovereign constitutional republic that scares our representatives to death. The only thing, and I always say this, the only thing that is keeping them from overtaking the American citizens is the Bill of Rights. Because if we lose the Second Amendment, we lose all the rest. That's the only thing that's keeping our Bill of Rights intact in the Constitution, and also the Declaration of Independence is the Second Amendment. It's like our founding fathers had a crystal ball and saw the tyranny that we was going to get ready to be lead on.
Well, and in fact, not only did they see the danger without an armed people having their own individually owned guns, they'd come out of that experience. The fact that there was a, shall we call it, a kerfuffle on Lexington Green, and then later that day in Concord, Massachusetts, that was all over guns. The Brits realized that they couldn't control a people tyrannically unless they had a monopoly of armed force. And it was true then, and that's why we were specifically given a Second Amendment. And it's true today. The way you keep government under control is for the government to know that the people are armed. And as long as they have the thought that maybe the people might actually use them, they probably won't have to use them. That's the beauty of the Second Amendment. It saves more lives than anybody could really imagine. And of course, it's hard to get a statistic of the number of people that did not get killed. But I really think that that's the main value of the Second Amendment. It is a life saver.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's our right saver.
also our right saver. That's so exactly on. So here you are kind of taking aim at, if we can use that metaphor, taking aim at the liberal establishment. Could you single out any particular thing that they have done to you that seems to be the most ominous?
Hillary Clinton still walking around free.
Yeah, that's not a bad. That's not a bad point. It means that there's no equal justice under the law.
No,
absolutely right.
You have more lawyers being representative now because they're basically writing the laws for themselves. She should have been under Leavenworth Penitentiary right now with a spoon trying to dig her way out.
Well, the thought of that is just so tantalizing. By the way, we could run out of time, so I want to make sure that we give your contact information again. We're trying to raise money to get here to Washington in just a few days, and we want you to be here and to bring your attitude with you. So, you can go to the GoFundMe.com page and look for Lucretia's page, and the easiest way perhaps to find it is A True American Patriot. And then if you want to go further than that, go to her website, which is LibbySows.net, L-I-B-B-I-E, and then Sows, S-E-W-S. She needs our support, and I think she's earned our support. She's been able to emerge as a spokesman for a constitutional republic and a very, as you've heard, a very articulate spokesman. So send her some business to her website and send her some help to her GoFundMe page, A True American Patriot. And I'm sorry to say that music means we have run out of time, Lucretia. Thank you so much for being the guest and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.